We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Multiple outlets in town recently have profiled our next guest, Daniel Crawford. Daniel, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Daniel, thank you so much for coming on. Daniel served our country in the military and has been involved now with an organization called 23rd Veteran. He just finished a 1,000-mile walk, a gratitude walk. I appreciate your time, sir. Tell people about your time in the military.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm just grateful for that. I served in the Marine Corps from about 1987 to 1995. I'm a Centennial graduate in the Northwest Metro. My Marine Corps experience was filled with some character-building experiences, for lack of other words. I left the Marine Corps in 1995 after serving with HMX-1, which is the Presidential Helicopter Squadron. My Marine Corps experience, it kind of changed me a little bit, I think. But I'm also a child that grew up with some interesting childhood backgrounds, too. And the combination of those two set me up for some interesting experiences after I got out of the Marine Corps.
Are you, and you tell me if you don't want to say this, are you willing to share any of what your personal life was and those experiences are and how they affected you?
Well, I don't care to go into specifics. I don't like talking about specific traumas, and they can be triggering to other people. But I'll just say that my Marine Corps experience wasn't typical, but during the walk, when I meet Marines, there's a lot of Marines that are struggling out there, and it wasn't just me that had issues. So I think it's fairly typical for a lot of veterans to struggle these days.
When you left the Marines, how soon did these struggles take place? Were they just continuation of what you're battling with the Marines, and how did they begin to envelop your life?
Being honest with myself, looking back, I think during my period of service is when things started. I was drinking very heavily toward the end of my service, and after I left, I just really continued on. But I think within the second or third year is when things really started pitfalling for myself.
What was the toughest moment?
You know, I think the toughest moments at that point was, I truly believe that the world would have been better without me. I truly believe that my wife and son would have been better without me. And I left them, basically. There's a lot of things that came to that point, but, you know, I ran away.
Where did you go?
I went a lot of places. Some of the things were fun. I had some homeless periods. I lived with my mom for a little bit of time. I went on a Greyhound bus for a month. I went a lot of places trying to find myself.
This is Daniel Crawford, who's being incredibly honest about his life with the Marines, after the Marines, these enormous challenges he was facing. So at some point, it appears you began getting better. How important was this organization, the 23rd Veteran, in leading you to a better path?
Yeah, I found a limbo point in my life where I wasn't hurting myself, I wasn't hurting anything else, and I was being an adequate husband, father, but I was not living up to what I could accomplish. 23rd Veteran is a nonprofit based here in Minnesota, and they've got a program called 23rd Veteran Recon, and that's their flagship program. And I fell into it. It was accidental. I didn't take it seriously at first until that first night. And from that moment on, me being introduced to the organization, my drinking stopped. The need to drink truly stopped. And it's not a chemical dependency program. But they treat people that are going through some sort of traumas in their military service. And I certainly had experienced those. And, you know, the program itself, I've seen it being successful in a lot of veterans. For myself, I do consider it a lifesaver and a life changer for me.
Why do you think it clicked in so well for you and has helped so many other people when there are other organizations all across the spectrum, and they have success, but for many people, they don't work? Why did this one work so well for you?
Michael Waldron is the founder of 23rd Veteran, and he delivers a presentation called Caveman and PTSD, or PTSD of Caveman. And it's a simple animated presentation, and when he was through with that presentation, my wife elbowed me and she said, "Do you think this is what's going on?" And this was the first time I had a label of what was happening in my mind. And even at that point, I really didn't take it seriously, but I had an answer. And I'd never really gone to the VA because it you know, my military service didn't affect me. There's a lot of denial there. And that compounded with the childhood stuff that I dealt with. I never looked at it from the military perspective or the veteran perspective. So there was a lot of things getting in my way there. And I put some trust and faith in that night, and my life kind of changed a lot.
If people don't understand, I think it's better for you to explain to me. Tell people why it's called 23rd Veteran.
There's a statistic out, I think it was 2012, somewhere around there, that talked about 22 veterans taking their own lives daily. The 23rd Veteran is symbolic as going through that darkness and deciding to live. And going through the challenges, you know, that we're going to continue to face, because these things don't go away. Mm-hmm. I consider myself the 23rd veteran that's gone through it and is out there to help veterans that need a little help, need a little love, need a little joy.
How is your life today?
I think my life is as good as it ever has been. And I thank God for every day that has gotten me to today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tell me about the walk and why this was the path for you.
You know, I... I have a year ago today, I had no idea that this path was being set on, but it happened about a year ago, working up on the Iron Range. And then I knew that there's some services that needed to be done up there, some more veteran services, some love. I was working closely with 23rd Veteran as a volunteer to work on their fundraiser that was in Hugo last year. It'll be in Anoka this year, by the way. And I saw how much work that we were putting into a fundraiser, and I wanted to get some services up on the range. And then I met a guy by the name of Will Steger, Minnesotan here, and he was talking to somebody else and mentioned that he likes taking a hike. And things have clicked in, and I said, well, I'm just going to walk to Texas and see if I can get a little visibility for 23rd Veteran and if I can get some funds to be raised for 23rd Veteran and spread this organization and the programming out of Minnesota and maybe take it to Austin, Minnesota, or Des Moines or Kansas City. And I just did it. I just said, why not do it? Talked to my wife a little bit about it, and it worked out.
Before we get to the journey itself, tell people how much money you've raised. And if they want to contribute today, how they could do that?
Yeah, I think that we've raised about $36,000 on this campaign. And I'd love for your listeners to look at the website walk2texas.com, and that'll point them to a 23rd Veteran donation portal that'll go straight to the Walk Fund.
When we post this on Twitter and our podcast, we'll include that link too, just so people can see it. Okay.
Thank you.
What was?
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I so appreciate you talking to us. This is Daniel Crawford talking about his life, major challenges, growing up, Marines, what it was like, some of his lowest points, walking away from his family, and how 23rd Veteran has helped him so much now about this remarkable walk from Minnesota to Texas. What was the most rewarding part of it? What was the most challenging part of it?
I think that the most rewarding part about it was meeting the people daily. Every day I talked to people that, though that there was suffering around there was so much more good out there than not. And I don't think we see that when we're tucked in our phones or just listening to the news or watching the news. There's a lot more good out there than I think we see. That's probably the best piece. The challenges, it was just to get into a routine. I did not have any kind of major plans. Like one day would happen, I don't know, I wouldn't know necessarily where I'd end up that day. And just taking those steps of faith, those were the challenges. I didn't have any major bad days, and I'm really grateful for that. It was an amazing journey. It was fun.
How long did it take?
I don't even know exactly. I left February 3rd, and I got there. I quit walking the Wednesday before the eclipse, and the eclipse was April 8th. So it was 2 months.
Have you considered what is next for you? Is it more typical? Do you want to do something else again for 23rd and Veteran? This is an amazing accomplishment. You've raised a huge amount of money. Is it just relax day to day, or hey, I'm going to do something else?
I can't relax. That's something that is part of my brain and you know, things that I go through. I am looking for what I'm going to do next. I think that the walk helped open some doors, at least from my perspective, at what I'm good at, what I'm not good at. I will continue to volunteer with 23rd Veteran. And they want me to be a coordinator for their recon programs, which is going through this program again as a leader. I'll do that. But I am really focused on helping the veterans. And when we help the veterans, we're helping the community. And that's where I'm going.
I think that's a great way to finish the conversation. Daniel, I appreciate your honesty. It sounds like you've had some, you know, really difficult low moments and considered not even being here, and then to find an organization, to tout it, to believe in it, to have a great relationship with your family again, to do this walk, to profile 23rd Veteran. Only respect to you. I really appreciate it, and thank you so much for coming on.
I'm super grateful for the time. And, yeah, go out to 23rdveteran.org, please, and just see what that organization is all about, please.
Thank you again. Daniel Crawford with us. Great stuff. I mean, I love hearing that refreshing honesty, and that was about as good as it gets in that area. So thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.